Hello, everybody. This is Love from Above with your sibling spirit guides. I'm Maureen, and this is my brother.
Hey everyone, this is Brian.
Yeah, so we're here to share with you channeling that we receive from star beings, ascended masters, and occasionally our ancestors. And today we're going to begin with a topic we mentioned that came in from the Watchers, a group that we frequently channel, and they wanted us to share this information and includes a formula for love. Now, who doesn't want a formula for love? So, Brian, you want to kick it off?
Sure. So, yeah, this is interesting. So the group, the Watchers, they offered three principles for a happier life. And that's the formula for love. And the first one was the power of love. And so what they talk about here is really the power of the creator, so that the formula is such that when, how do they put this? I'm trying to find 1 + 1 = 3. So how they mention this is the, anything combined in a loving partnership spawns an additional creative energy from the creator. So what do you think about that, Maureen?
Yeah, again, it goes back to math. So often when dealing with these beings, whether it's obviously the Watchers in this particular situation or Aura, who we started with, you know, everything goes back to the universal language of mathematics. And it is interesting. And I think it's something that we can feel. You know, they went further on to say that, you know, 1 + 1 + 1, you know, equals 5. So it's just the synergy that happens when you're sharing love with someone, and that creates an energy between you.
Yeah, and I think a good point. And the other thing is that you know, the creator energy is within all of us, which is sort of different from how, you know, most organized religions view it, as, you know, God is above and in heaven instead of, you know, a part of, inherent of every being. So, but yeah, that's I thought that was great. And why don't you talk about, do you want to go on the second principle?
No, I want to tie in what we talked about last week too, because last week when we got the laws of the universe, this was relates to the third law that we received, and that was basically the same information. And that, don't you think, Brian, that looking at someone that you're dealing with is, you know, that every relationship is a partnership, and whether it be a spouse or a friend or a child, that it's all reflective of the relationship with the creator. So I feel like it's another way to emphasize a different message we got from a different set of beings who are basically saying the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right. That third law is about partnership that we talked about last week. So that's exactly ties in.
Yeah. So I'll go in with the second law, which may not be as thrilling as the first law, with the power of love. And this is self-knowledge. And it comes with having the courage to look at your shadow self. So, Brian, what do you have to say about this? Do you want to go further into what they advise?
So, I mean, it's when you look at someone else, you know, recognize those characteristics in another compassionately loving all people, you know, not judging people. So that's what the key is, looking in the mirror at the true reflection of self. And this is, you know, not easy to do, right? But it's, you know, acknowledging that. And so we were just talking a little bit about this before we got started, but it is something that we consistently in all the books we've been reading about talk about the importance of this and how this, can these type of issues can, if you're not, if you don't take care of them, they can present other issues in your life. And so what were your thoughts on this one?
I think of Byron Katie. Are you familiar with Byron Katie,
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, so for those of you who are not, Byron Katie is totally an enlightened being, and her big thing is, and it's free online. You can go to www.judgeyourneighborworksheet and find this worksheet, and it's all about, whatever the characteristic that you can't stand in your uncle or your coworker or whatever, that's a deep core issue that you don't want to look at. Yeah, I mean, and when you do that work, so there's been a lot of times where, if I start to think about grumble and be like, oh, this is, and then I'll do that work. And it is so painful. Like it's just like a knife to the heart, but then it's released and you realize like, the one that I'll give you as an example is we had an uncle who has since passed who liked to tell me everything that I should be doing and everything I was doing wrong and what I should be doing, had an opinion for everything. And I just was like, let me live my own life. And then I realized, guess what? I can do the same thing with the people I love, and it's coming from a place of love. Like I really love them, and I want to care for them. And this is. Hopefully, I've changed that, Brian. Hopefully, I've changed that behavior, and I no longer do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Brian. I love you. But yeah, I mean, it was really, really, really painful to look at that. And but then once you do that, it's a courage of looking in the mirror, because once you turn around and look at the mirror, it's just like the shadow dissipates, like it's just gone and it's released. But sometimes it takes a while to turn around and look at it. So but I would definitely say that that is a principle for a happier life. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, and it also reminds me of we were both recently reread The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, and it's a little bit like that too. Wouldn't you say, like the samskaras that there's something that come up that cause pain, and most people just sort of hide them away or try not to deal with them, and that's what that's what human nature is to do. But he says you have to deal with them head on, just notice them and sort of release them from causing any future pain. So it's, we're all human. We all have these things from the past that, like little traumas and things like that, that are in your subconscious that you do need to work out. And so it's talking about how we all need to do that. So this is, yeah, I agree. It's not a fun one, but it's definitely one that is important to acknowledge.
I'm reading that Michael Singer book. I think that is a life-changing book, and I'm actually going through it now the third time, and I'm going to go through it a fourth time. And because what he says is, when you have those samskaras hit, that if you don't let it release, then it gets stuck in your body. And that's why, actually, last week I went to a healer I was telling Brian about before we got on this call. And, you go to these healers and they release this stuff that's been trapped in your shoulders or your knee or whatever, some trauma that you've absorbed. And, and I recently had a samskara hit. And it's interesting because my reaction to what was going on in my life was totally irrational, which is the first sign that you've hit a samskara. And I really worked hard to release it so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about the third?
Yes, I'll cover the third one. So the third topic is endings are new beginnings. And it talks about like a good story. Death is an ending, but not the true finale. And that how, life is a continuous journey. Your soul's eternal and your path keeps on ascending. So, what were your thoughts on this one?
I actually just listened to a message yesterday from Toth that again mirrors this in the same way. So Brian and I are always trying to, we get so much information in and it's so valuable and we work to assimilate it in different ways. But and what Toth was saying was at the end of our life, there's no judgment, but there are, he said, there are grades and it's nothing to be afraid of, but it's like rings on a ladder that every single person has to climb the same ladder. And there's no judgment if you stay in the same rung for three lifetimes, but you are, we're all moving up the same ladder, I guess would be. And he had, apparently Brian and I had recently graduated to a new rung. Which neither one of us are appreciate realized or, but yeah, we appreciate Toth saying, you've ascended to a new level. Congratulations. So,
Yeah.
but did you realize that, brother? We ascended.
I know I don't really know what to make of that, but we'll take it. But I don't know. We're always trying to work on ourselves, but yeah, it's interesting that yeah, so I also like exactly like you said in this message, they said there is no judgment, and some choose to linger on a particular lesson, which is fine, but if you can continually spiral, it does also say that some people are going up in a rocket ship. Others in a wheelbarrow, but it doesn't really matter. But the path ahead is clear. So
Which again,
that
I would say that's, it's almost verbatim to in what Toth just recently said. So it's just interesting that we get so much of the same information from different sorts of beings, which I guess I'll lead to what we're going to talk about next week, because we've gotten so much information from different beings on, I don't know, Brian, how can you even explain what our next podcast is going to be about?
I would say, how do we say, underwater, right? It's all creatures underwater that we've learned about and had some revelations about, some of our the creatures that are readily known to humans and others that are not. So, but we'll cover more about the impact on the earth and on other beings and so a bunch of different topics about sort of, I don't know, watery creatures or sea creatures or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah, and again, I'll just say that I'm really grateful for all the information that we get through because it's just very diverse and it's not something that's in any newspaper or textbook, and yet it's very compelling. Like we just got information, what was it, 2 days ago from Aura that they're in a new space dock situation above Australia. And they say that that's, they're grateful for that because Australia is a continent where there's large swaths of land that are uninhabited. And but then they communicated that they communicate regularly with the Aborigines. So I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling all of this information that we get, and hopefully we're sharing it with you in an informative and fun and a manner that you find useful in your lives.
Right. And that just made me think of another thing that I was listening to a recent session. And do you remember this one? They talked about what they call Earth the blue planet, but then they were sort of joking, saying it, you can't really see the blue right now because there's so many spaceships all around Earth that are here to help with, you know, the ascension and raise a vibration, but there's so many beings it's that he says, well, I think they called it like a lattice of blue because you couldn't really see.
I remember that. They said that, and I guess that relates to the new edict that we covered in a recent session, that for whatever reason, Earth had been, you weren't allowed to come to Earth, and now I guess the doors are wide open, and we have a host of visitors who are, just outside. So it's just, I'm really grateful that we're incarnated at this time. And but it's, we always like, every day or every week, I mean, we just get some, we call them doozies. I'll send Brian a text and I'll be like, oh, this one's a doozy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think they'll do it again. A reminder, you can send us a comment or a question to lovefromabovepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you have any other suggestions, happy to hear from you. Also, I think that's it. So we have our topic for next week. Sorry, it's a little delay. We're late, day delayed for this week's message. But with that, I'll just say sending you peace, love, and guidance on your journey. Anything for you, Maureen?
No, thank you to everybody for listening, and we will talk to you next week.